Coburg's hottest breakfast show.
Hot 91.9 at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is the month of July. Our first ever Democratic president, Nelson Mandela, would have celebrated his 100th birthday during this month. And we here at Hot 91.9, together with Hot Cares, are making a difference in honor of Madiba. And we are trying to change and affect the lives of 100 different people during this month. And so far, it is going terrifically. So joining me this morning is Tsitsi, as in like Tsitsi Kama. But it's Tsitsi Sekgobela. How are you doing, Tsitsi?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, terrific. Great to have you. She's a bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
So Tsitsi, you used to work for Sage?
Yes, I used to be a support consultant, aviation support.
You used to do that, and then you realized there's a different calling for you.
Oh, yes.
You need to do something different.
Yes.
I love, you created an organization, and I think this is one of the coolest names. When you read it, it's PSDT, okay?
Yes.
But it's Phronesis Students Development Trust. And Phronesis, of course, being the, coming from the Greek word, you know, because everything was Greek in the beginning, practical wisdom. Is that correct?
Practical wisdom, actionable intelligence.
There we go. So what is PSDT?
Phronesis Students Development Trust.
Yeah.
It's actually our primary objectives at the center is to support basic education.
Yeah.
We've noticed that in our government schools, the IQ level is a bit low because there's like more than 40, 50 kids in one class and we've got one or two teachers, which is not enough.
Yeah.
So we find that some of the kids slack behind. And then the community that I work with in is Kaya's and informal settlement.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing there is we're taking kids from grade R to grade 7.
Yes.
We've got 351 from Witkoppen Primary School. And then we've got some from Lion Park, which is less than 30. And then Cosmos City Primary School, we've got another load of about 30. So all in all, it comes up to about 400 plus minus.
All right.
So what we're supposed to do with these kids is that we work with the schools.
Yes.
The permission from the headmaster, and we work with the teachers, and we also work with the parents, because together we're the stakeholders in this child's life.
Of course.
Yes, so we analyze, and then we also look for volunteer psychologists who help us to analyze the children's performance, where they are they in line with their studies, and then we group them to say, okay, these ones we're going to do maths, English, or science remedial lessons.
Okay.
The other ones we're going to do reading development.
Okay, but now hold on. So for example, there's 350 kids that come from Witkoppen. These are kids that maybe are falling a little bit behind.
No, these are all the kids that are in the community.
So the whole of that community, now they come to you for extra lessons.
Yes.
Basically, in a way.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to keep the levels up all the time.
Yes, yes. And then we also use their reports,
yes,
their report cards when they start, and then after the program, maybe every term, to see how they're doing, are they improving, what more can we do, and we speak to the teachers as well, then they give us guidelines as well. And then we also do homework assistance as well.
Yes.
Because some of the kids stay in teenage-hated homes, some of the kids stay with the grandparents, the whole community doesn't have formal electricity. So by the time they get home and they play and they're unattended, they will not be able to do their homework. So we make sure we check their bags and we make sure that they've done their part for the day.
Okay, so now as a PSDT, what is it that you are needing? I mean, what is it that you need at the moment? I know that you've got to try and look after these kids and try and educate them, but what else is there that could help?
Okay, it's actually a lot, but one step at a time.
Of course.
And then we've also, through research, found out that when a child doesn't eat well, they don't do so well in school, and
correct,
also sometimes causes mental slowness or retardation. So we try to make one meal for them a day.
All right.
Yes. So we were getting basic food support from a food bank, but now they've shut down.
Aye.
So that's like maybe the basic carbohydrates and cooking stuff and then vegetables. So we don't get that anymore. So we're also now looking for food donations. So part of that, we said, okay, let's have a vegetable garden to make our own vegetables. So that's the first thing on our wish list.
All right. So that's what you're looking for. Also, I suppose the great thing about it is the kids will be involved in it.
Yes, I assume.
And
they it'll be like a co-curricular activity as well for them.
Which is amazing.
Yes, it'll teach them life.
Life skills.
Yes, and also a bit of biology.
Accountability, looking after things.
Yes.
And I suppose also seasonal.
Yes,
quite difficult because you've got to cover them and, you know, winter and frost and all of that.
Yes, you'll learn a lot.
So, I mean, a vegetable garden. And you know, we're finding it more and more in South Africa. People are having to look after themselves, you know.
Things
are getting more and more expensive. It'll be a lot cheaper if you can do things yourself. Okay.
Yes, it will be cheaper and it'll also like give us immediate food.
Correct.
We don't have to ask for everything. We can also produce our
own thing.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, we just love you and we love your story. Okay. Titi, so we're gonna try and help you out here. So on behalf of Hot Cares, we are going to donate the materials to you to construct your own food garden greenhouse.
Wow.
Okay.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Also, Hot Cares has spoken to Bernadette from Riverbend Steel, and she's looked at all of the needs in order to build this greenhouse for you.
Okay.
And she's always, as always, giving us the best advice and a discounted price. So, we're going to provide the gardening tools, the soil nutrients, as well as the seedlings and all of the other supplies to get the garden growing. And the total value of this wonderful project is going to be 20,000 rand.
Wow.
How cool is that?
So
we're going to help you create this greenhouse, and you're going to be able to make your own vegetables. And who knows, you might even go and sell them down the road to the supermarkets.
Wow, that's beautiful. And it'll last a lifetime, actually.
Well, there we go. You know, as long as everyone looks after it, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
But hopefully that's going to help.
No, it'll definitely help. It'll definitely help food protection, education, and it will be like a feature that we'll have for a very, very, very long time.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we give you the greatest blessing, and we hope that you, when you go back and you tell everybody that this is in the process of being of happening, that everyone's going to get excited with the project as well.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
It is our pleasure. There we go. The wonderful Tsitsi Sekgobela from PSDT. It is the Phronesis Students Development Trust. If you can get involved or would like to get involved with anything to do with Hot Cares, please send us an email, hotcares@hot919.co.za.
Silver's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Sitoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 91.9.